This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم صل على حبيبنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. Welcome everybody to Illuminations, Quranic Reflections from the Haramain, Day 4. And today, inshallah, the recitation of the Imam focused on beginning or ending Surah Al-Baqarah first and beginning Surah Ali Imran, the third Surah of the Quran. While Surah Al-Baqarah was, we can say, almost like ta'sis, building the foundations, and we said everything in Islam is found in Surah Al-Baqarah, in Surah Ali Imran, we can call it istiqama, or a steadfastness. And steadfastness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about so many different ways, which are recipes for steadfastness and ways for us to remain steadfast. And He gives examples of that. Part of that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving the example of scholars being the markers of steadfastness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, شَهِدَ اللَّهُ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ وَأُولُو الْعِلْمِ قَائِمًا بِالْقِسْطِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Allah Himself is a witness that there is no God worthy of worship except Him, and the angels and the people of knowledge. They are the ones that are the maintainers of justice, or they stand firm upon justice. So standing firm upon justice and doing so with knowledge is one of the markers of how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says faith is established with steadfastness. And He says there's no God worthy of worship except Him, the Almighty, the Wise. Now, I've been reflecting over these two names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran and where it's mentioned. Al-Aziz al-Hakim. Al-Aziz is the most honorable of the Almighty, the one who has all honor. And Al-Hakim is the one who chooses wisely everything that's put in place into the universe, and His decrees everything with wisdom. And every time you see these two names together, Al-Aziz al-Hakim, they refer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wisdom in placing something, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's might in choosing something and giving honor through something. So you saw this in the previous surah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choosing Ibrahim to establish the Kaaba and build the Kaaba and to establish the Islamic society. And Al-Aziz al-Hakim is also mentioned when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides to choose the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be among the progeny of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and leaving a legacy behind for Ibrahim. So you see this sense of Allah is honorable and He doesn't need us to establish His honor. So from His steadfastness is that we're steadfast in order to preserve our own faith, and in reality, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says in the next ayah, Inna deena inda Allahi al-Islam. Certainly Allah's only way, and the way we translate deen is not religion, but way of life. The only way of life acceptable, the only worldview that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts, the only lifestyle that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts is Islam. And that is very powerful, because this surah is a Madani surah, which reflects on some of the times when the Muslims had shortcomings and also did not fulfill some of the commandments that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them. In the Battle of Uhud, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about in this surah many of the ayat that refer to the faltering of the Muslims in obeying the command of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And He says part of steadfastness in the ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to the believers, if you say you love Allah, if you say you love God, then follow me, meaning the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah will love you and will forgive you your sins. And then he speaks about how they faltered. And they faltered because they did not listen to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that caused all of the difficulties and strife that they found in their lives. And the lack of steadfastness starts with not obeying the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in another ayah, which is very similar to this one, Inna deena inda Allahi al-Islam. Indeed, the way of life or lifestyle that is acceptable only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَن يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينَ فَلَن يَقْبَلَ مِنْهُ. That whoever seeks to find a way of life other than Islam, it will not be accepted from them, and they will be in the hereafter from among the losers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says then the examples of those people who did not remain steadfast or did not try to find another way. And you see in our times reality, something that we need to really draw our attention to, and that is that sometimes Muslims themselves may make excuses to accept Islam and to follow Islam. Maybe thinking, oh, there's got to be a better way. This is not a way for me. Islam is not a path that I should take. Or they start to have internal questioning. But Surah Ali Imran, the third surah of the Quran, speaks about steadfastness and why. And then subhanAllah, the example that's given of steadfastness is, guess what? A woman, Maryam alayhi salam. Allah speaks about how she was steadfast. And what was the way of her steadfastness? The commandments of Allah. O Maryam, believe in Allah, pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, waqnuti, and have certainty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Lord of the worlds. This woman who was given as the example of absolute steadfastness. And that's why Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says there's so many women that completed their faith, like Maryam alayhi salam, that even men couldn't even fulfill their level of faith. So this is among some of the reflections of steadfastness that this objective of the surah of this Quran is. Surah Al-Imran speaks about steadfastness and different types of steadfastness in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's description of what gives steadfastness. Among the ways of steadfastness is also to not let your sins define you, but rather when you make a mistake to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not allow you to be a means of your own misery. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when you commit a sin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's door is always open. And that's why there was a reflection I had yesterday. And that is, there are some people that may not be fasting in Ramadan, that may be thinking that they started Ramadan not fasting, or they have shortcomings or things that is stopping them from thinking that they can approach Allah or come to Islam or come to faith or come to prayer. Your sins cannot prevent you from the mercy of Allah. No matter how much your sins are, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is greater than that. So subhanAllah, this surah comes at the point of after Allah introduces the Quran, Surah Al-Fatiha, and then Surah Al-Baqarah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala establishes the foundations of faith. It teaches us how to be steadfast. Inna deena inda Allahi al-Islam. The only way to Allah, the only way of life, the only lifestyle that is acceptable in this life is Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that steadfastness and firmness and comfort, and allow us to follow the ingredients that I'll leave you all, inshallah, now to look into Surah Al-Imran. And when you're reading Surah Al-Imran, the third surah, I want you to think of the main objective as steadfastness. So then find out, what are the ingredients of steadfastness? What are the means of steadfastness? What are the ways that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us firm on this faith? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us that. We'll see you all tomorrow, inshallah, for illuminations, Quranic reflections. And subhanAllah, look, it's already day four ending, right? It's going by fast. So take advantage of Ramadan. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the highest levels of Jannah. I'll give you guys a view of Masjid Nabawi now as it's emptying. And we'll see you all tomorrow, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.